Okay, this audio is about the SIIA. Welcome back to Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve Vondran here, and frontline Lisa!
In the house!
She's in the house, but she probably won't be saying much. We're actually driving right now. So we are basically talking in this video about the SIIA, what it is, and what can you expect if you're facing an SIIA audit. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the SIIA, Software and Information Industry Association. Software and Information Industry Association. Okay, this is a private trade group. It's a private trade group, a bunch of software media companies, information companies, digital content providers, those kinds of things. And they have grouped together to form this rather large trade association. And it's got a ton of members. I couldn't tell you exactly how many. But if you want to look it up, we have the list provided on softwareauditlawyers.com. That's our website, softwareauditlawyers.com. So you can find out a little bit about it. But it's made up of a whole bunch of different companies that basically police their copyrights, police their software. Okay, so they're similar. We've talked in other videos and blogs about the Business Software Alliance, the BSA. And that's another industry trade group with companies like Microsoft and Adobe, Autodesk. But let's talk about the SIIA, a couple of the different types of members. You may see Adobe's also a member of SIIA. You got NASDAQ, you got Thomson Reuters, Oracle, McGraw-Hill, Google, Facebook, Intuit, and others. Okay, so that's like a short list of the different types of companies you may see. But again, they're information providers, they're software companies, so you might see some overlap between the BSA members and some of the SIIA members. Now, if you are infringing somebody's software, in other words, your copyrights, let's say you're using software without paying for it, a software pirate, so to speak, or let's say you have a big organization with 100 different users, and let's say you pay for some of your software, but you also bootleg some of the other software and you're not paying for it. Well, if you're infringing some of the software of some of these entities, you could get what we call the love letter. And lots of times when you get the letter, you're like, oh my gosh, they want to audit us. What do we do now? And that's where a lot of people call in to our firms and say, hey, I've got this audit letter. They're demanding these outrageous penalties. They're threatening us with these federal copyright lawsuit and these outrageous infringement penalties. What do we do? Do we comply? Do we not comply? What's it going to cost us? You know, these kinds of questions. So, you know, we have helped a lot of companies steer through these audits with the Business Software Alliance and in software audits in general. So, you know, so we can help you if you have that question. You get the letter, give us a call. You know, there's not a lot of firms that have a niche practice area in this area, but, you know, we believe that we are the best. We offer low flat rate fees for most of our cases. And like I said, you know, you're going to get hit with a lot of outrageous numbers from these companies, especially if you are pirating. Sometimes it turns out you're not pirating. Sometimes it turns out you say, I just can't find the receipts. Or let's say you had an informant that thought they had the goods on you, or somebody tried to sabotage you and then is just reporting you. You know, it's like a false police report, basically. So we've had a lot of different types of cases running the gamut from legitimate to, you know, companies that have used cracked software codes to download Autodesk, you know, different kinds of scenarios that pop up. But, you know, again, if you get this letter, you're probably going to want to seek copyright counsel and have a lawyer represent you in this matter so you can best protect your interests. Some of the things that will pop up, sometimes people will say, some of these other attorneys will threaten a federal raid. I had one firm recently, law firm out of Philadelphia, actually was threatening my client with a raid on their business. And I was like, are you serious? You're going to go to federal court and get a raid based on what? You have what type of information? Well, I'm not going to tell you that information. So, you know, that didn't really go anywhere. But, you know, these are the kinds of things. And I tell My clients don't pick up the phone and handle this yourself unless you're ready to pay their outrageous demands, unless you're ready to have somebody start telling you about, you know, I'm going to raid your company, you're going to be in federal court, all your officers and directors are going to be held personally liable, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so these are the kinds of things that you can expect to hear. And most people, with all due respect, they're better off, their highest and best use is doing something better than negotiating their software settlements and working through the confidentiality provisions and other things. So if you get a letter from the SIIA, give us a call. We're happy to help take a look at it, formulate a strategy. You know, we can, like as I mentioned, we can be retained for low flat rate fees in most cases. And, you know, like I said, we have experience walking people through. We have a lot of information on our website, softwareauditlawyers.com, including some sample settlements. So feel free to check that out, softwareauditlawyers.com. Okay, so that's about it. Frontline Lisa, thank you for chiming in. You've been most helpful.
It's Saturday. I don't work on Saturdays.
No, she doesn't work on Saturdays, I suppose. Anyway, thank you all for listening to Modern Legal Hour. This has been a short overview of SIIA. We look forward to working with you. Give us a call, 877-276-5084, or better yet, softwareauditlawyers.com. Feel free to share this podcast on your social media networks. Have a great Saturday, everyone. We'll see you again.
Bye.